Well, Scott Rusko, manager of TNS. This week is evidence enough, I think, that it's been quite a funny old season for you and everybody else, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. It's been very exciting. It's been one where we had a little bit of an overlap from the European competition. And you think that, you know, the performances we've had and the experiences over the summer, we'd have hit the ground running. But I think if we're looking back, I think we're a little bit very sloppy, fatigued, whatever you want to call it, and didn't really start the season as good, as fresh as we have done previously.
We mentioned last year when you went on that great run in Europe that there was a worry that that fatigue might carry through to the league, and it didn't really. Why is it so different this season, do you think?
I don't know. I think it's a manner of different things. It's maybe new players coming in, players having to maybe play out of position. I remember after a European competition, I think we had about 7 or 8 players injured, so new players are coming in, bedding in, and taking a little bit more time. Like I've talked about fatigue, I don't like to talk about tiredness and injuries and things like that, because we've got a good squad, and players we sign, we think are capable of stepping up and playing and filling the shoes of the other people, but sometimes, for whatever reason, you can't put your finger on it, and you have these seasons. Fortunate enough, the first two that obviously I managed, we did well in 2-3 of those, even in Europe. And I think this season, our most recent competition, we did excellent to get that result in Kosovo. And you'd think that would have kicked us on a little bit. But I think it had a little bit of a, an adverse reaction, because I think it was just the Ludogorets game was a game too far, a tie too far, because as you've seen now, them coming up against Inter Milan and doing very well, the gap obviously was very big. Not knowing so probably at that time either how good they were.
This season has also been a perfect storm in a way that the teams around you have suddenly found their mojo and are quite strong this season more than ever.
No, I think you look at all the top teams there, they've done excellent. Obviously Connors Quay have had a very, very good season. Ballor have improved. You look at Barry Town over the last couple of seasons, they've been very good, playing some great football. Newtown are hard to beat. So you're looking at these teams in there, with success throughout the season, and the points don't lie, do they? You look at the gap between the teams is not much in and around. It's one where, one week you'll have a good performance, next week it'll be an off day. And I think from our point of view, it's been a topsy-turvy season. We've had some excellent performances and results, and then some similarly, not TNS performances and obviously not TNS results. We've lost 6 games in the league. Can't remember the last time we did that, but previously, last few seasons, it's only been 4. We've only lost 4 league games. So it is one where you can talk about whatever you like. What are the reasons? If I knew the reasons and to put the finger on it straight away, then I'd be, I'd be either guessing or assuming, or making hedging my bets to why. There's certain variables that always go into seasons, and lots of these are made up, and that's why at the end of the season the table doesn't lie.
Do you think there was a necessity to change in January? What was your thinking in the January transfer window?
Don't get me wrong, I was happy with the squad, but you always want to freshen things up. We did talk to a few players. We had highlighted some players to come in, not wholesale changes, but certainly ones in areas that we felt were going to improve us or improve the squad, and then make the other players fight for their places. You've got to, you can't stand still. We always look back and look at players that we've signed and have made a difference, last summer, and this January window was no different. It wasn't for the want to try, and we did want to strengthen. We did want to look at different things, but like I've alluded to, it was either the player, the club, or even agents getting involved, and for one reason or another, it didn't materialise. And it's frustrating, but like I've said, I believe in the squad, and I feel as though even though we've had a few up and down results and what have you, I still believe in the squad. Excellent mix of youth and experienced players, and you don't have to look too far to see how well we've done in previous seasons, and those players have been at the forefront of that. They don't become bad players, or we don't become a bad team overnight, and firmly believe we're still the best team in the league.
Do you feel that the senior players are being lent on a little bit more this year? The likes of Paul Harrison sort of leading from the back, trying to persuade people and trying to encourage the side not to get downhearted when the defeats come?
Certainly, you know, you look to the big characters in the dressing room, you look to the experience. I'm always one for trying to, get that out of the experienced players, get the leadership qualities, get the willingness to win and make sure that they pass their achievements on. You know, it's not, I'm not one for, having the older players in the dressing room and not saying anything. I question them. I ask them their advice, whether that's individually or as a group in front of other players. I want them to have their say. If they think the training's not good, then you tell me. If you think that we're not doing things right, then you tell me. And then I'm big enough to step back, reflect, take it on the chin and see what we can improve. We're always here to improve. You're never too old to be taking advice off anybody and to take new little bits off anything that I see in the world of football and other managers and coaches and things. You know, we're here to learn. I'm always going to be one that's studious in what I do, and I feel that this season has been the biggest test for me, and it will go on to be the biggest learning curve so far that I've had in my coaching career.